with new broadband capabilities, special LED lights, and twisty knobs to adjust your controls. It's Pranks and Firth, episode something, coming to you live, recorded as is, from Essex and Norwich.
Norwich!
Ashfrith, your gentle hand guiding you through the misty fog and lurking in the darkness, hunched over, covered in fur, fangs gleaming with fresh blood from his most recent kill. It's Jesse P-Dog Panks.
Yeah, my fangs are bloody red.
Yeah, you don't want to get those gums seen to, mate.
What about people that have overdeveloped canine teeth still? Are they less evolved?
No.
I see people with very sharp canines and I'm like, ooh, why are you not a human yet?
I know someone that had those added as a teenager and then has only recently had them taken off as like caps, if you know what I mean.
To be a vampire?
To have sort of sharper teeth. Like, yes. For that purpose, I guess. Look like weird.
Or I don't know this person. I don't know who of which you speak. But I'm going to put my neck out there and diagnose them. They're mentally ill. That's like having a cowboy hat stitched to my head that I can't take off because I like cowboys. And I walk around thinking I'm fucking Woody from Toy Story.
What about if he was a performer of some sort?
Like a... What sort of performer?
Like, you know, that kind of performer. Someone that did stuff.
Oh, yeah,
in the
okay.
Sort of,
if it's professional, then I take it back. But I hope with teeth like that, one thing they wouldn't be performing was oral sex.
Yeah.
Because it'd cut your dick.
Because there is that thing about, like, tongue piercings and all of that.
Yep.
That people said it was for that purpose.
No, for a fact, that's a myth.
Yeah. Just be uncomfortable, wouldn't it?
It feels like a little metal ball rubbing up and down the underneath of your tail. And it's just nothing to it.
I don't want that.
You know those tea towel
That's
holders
one of my,
you would make
we don't...
at school with the two bits of wood and the marble in?
Yeah.
It's like fucking one of them.
Yeah.
It's like a 13-year-old Jussie P's tea towel holder.
I'm glad that's where that little sentence went.
Yeah. Do you remember that? Why did we make a tea towel holder with a marble in it? And it was like...
Well, because we had to stop making ashtrays at some point.
Yeah, I remember that was the thing. And a weather vane was another one we had to do.
Oh, I never made a weather vane. We made definitely made tea towel holders with a big ball bearing.
Yeah. It was like
What's your favourite tea towel holder? There's a question you don't
The one that
on
looks like
podcast.
An anus.
Like if the... Yeah, and you push your finger in and push the tea towel
every
in.
Time
of
I do
it's
that.
That.
I think every time I do that, Ash, I think every time I pop my finger in there, I lick it first and... My tail gets all big and strong.
I like them. Isn't it weird that I've got a favourite tea towel holder? I would never have thought that I
Actually,
did until then.
Actually, my favourite tea towel holder was the two bars that extend underneath the worktop and you pull them out.
Oh, God, yeah. They're so flimsy.
Yeah, they are. But when
they could hold.
When you pull them out, when someone's around your house and you say, do you want a cup of tea? And they go, yeah. And you wash up a cup and they look at you and you look at them. Without breaking eye contact,
slide it
you whip out your extendable tea towel holder.
Isn't it weird that we've all encountered these tea towels, whether the listener has or not, me and you certainly have.
I can't help thinking that the holding of the tea towel has been over-engineered in society and thought about too much.
There's so many.
There's such a plethora of ways to hold a tea towel. And all you've got to do is put it on the side.
Just screw it up and throw it on the side. That's what I do.
Hang it over the oven door handle, like I do, like a gentleman.
I put the oven glove there.
Well, yeah, my oven glove's got a loop that goes on the corner of the drawer handle.
Oh.
So the drawer...
Well, what about this? This is new, right? What we've got is a little clip that clips like a popper on the corner of your tea towel.
Yep.
And it's got it's a hook.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, you get a little foam-backed hook that sits on the inside of your under-sink cupboard,
mm-hmm.
and then you just hang it on in there.
Does it dry out enough in there, though?
Yeah, it does. But the problem we have at the moment is all of our lower cupboards have got magnetic locks on them to stop the baby undoing them and drinking all the chemicals. Mm-hmm. So if I want a tea tie, I have to go to the two zones in the kitchen that have got the magnets, grab the magnet, put it on the door, which releases a mechanism inside, and then either load or decant my tea towel.
Mm.
It's a lot of bother. That's why it ends up just staying on the side, because I can't be bothered to use the magnet to open the cupboard. I'm the laziest human alive.
I'll give you run for your money there. But I do feel as a species, we seem to have dedicated too much time to the non-existent problem of where do you put your tea towel.
Yeah, there's no cure for coronavirus, there's the first mention, but there is 80 different ways you can store a tea towel.
The one that the anus one, you would stick to the side of a cupboard up high.
Oh, you could do it anywhere. I've known them to be under a counter in a sort of nook.
Oh, that's not bad. So you'd pop up. Like that would act, that's like if someone's standing up and your finger in the anus.
Yes. But then, which is the best way?
I mean, sometimes, needs must. You're a little knee trembler around the back of the dog and duck.
Speaking of dog and duck, mm-hmm. I was one of the hosts of a quiz this week for my sins.
Ooh.
It didn't go well, so don't worry about it. But and one of these online comedian-based quizzes, right? And I remember, because my thing was brain teasers.
Mm-hmm.
I'll run them through you, shall I, in a moment. I'll give you the brain teasers and the listeners at home can have a go. But do you remember the one that was, and I couldn't get this into a question, the most number of the words the that you could use in a coherent sentence?
Oh, use the word the most times?
Yeah, in a row.
Okay, in a row?
Yeah. What do you think? How many do you think it would be?
Well, can I use the band, the?
Yes.
Because that's not, using the word the, that's actually like a proper name.
Yes, so, the.
So, the. That is not the.
Yeah, I reckon you can use them.
Okay.
I'll play some sound effects.
I bought a book. So they've got to be in a row?
Yeah, all in a row, back to back.
Oh, back to...
What's your prediction for how many you can do actually work out? I won't hold you to this. Oh, good. Okay.
Four. I bought a biography of my favourite post-punk band, but when I alighted the train, I left the biography on the train. That's four.
And what was the last one there? What was the fourth one?
Right, the book's called the Biography. So that's three.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah,
so
yeah,
it's called the Biography.
Yes.
And okay. I left the Biography on the train.
Lovely.
So I've actually,
really
that's
nice.
Actually correct.
Yes, yeah, because there's another one that is five. Do you want me to tell you? So you were going to the Dog and Duck, right, looking for work as a potboy. But they said, we haven't got work as a potboy, but we need a new sign for the front. And you said, okay, I can do that. Is there anything specific you want? And they said, well, as long as it says the Dog and Duck, nothing else matters. So you went, okay, and you went up and you painted it, the Dog and Duck, all one word. And when the landlord came out, he went, no, you bloody idiot. There's meant to be a space between the and the dog at fucking
yeah,
hell.
Yeah, no, I see what you mean.
I can't even say it. The dog.
Well, I could.
Dog
right.
At, oh, fuck it, Panks. I fucked the whole thing
absolutely
up.
Absolutely, mate. You've covered yourself in shame. How about this, you fucking cretinous moron? I was a sign writer and I went to a sign and I said, what sign do you wanted? And he said, can you just put the on a sign, please? I went, oh, okay, I'll do that.
Can I?
There you go.
Panks.
That was about 11.
Can I be honest with
you?
The quiz, the brain teaser is the word and not the word the.
Right.
So it's the dog and duck. Oh, fuck. I fucked it, mate. I've absolutely fucked
right,
it up.
Like talking, this conversation is like a simulation for having a stroke. I don't know what's happening.
I feel so angry.
I think everyone listening is angry at you. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what my name is. I can smell burning toast.
I'm going to cut all this out.
No, you're not. No, definitely don't cut that out. Because mine was good.
Yeah, you did really well.
I left my biography on the train.
Yeah, you did well, but you didn't do very well with the and.
Oh, okay, one, and.
And, yo, there's meant to be a space between the dog and duck. Anyway, here's the next one.
Hang on.
We'll go through these. What?
That doesn't work.
There's supposed to be a space between the dog and duck.
The dog and duck? Hang on, you would say...
So
no, hang on.
You've done it as all one word.
Yeah, you've done it as all one word. You say there's meant to be a space... No. No, that doesn't work. You would have to say the and... No, hang.
There's supposed to be a space between the dog and duck.
No.
Yes.
Dog and duck. That's it.
No, because there's two spaces. There's two spaces you're referring to. So there
you
needs
to
be
a space
between the dog and the word and the word duck.
I think everyone listening agrees with me. You fucked that right up. Come on, what's the other one then? Is that it?
Okay. I've got five, I think.
I guarantee I can answer all of them, even if I don't know the answer. That is the way I roll.
Okay. What is the least number of chairs you would need around a table to sit four fathers, two grandfathers, and four sons?
Four.
Yep.
Okay.
Go on.
Well, they're all three of them. None of those things are mutually exclusive.
Lovely. Well done. Yeah. How high would you have to count before you would use the letter A in English language spelling a whole number?
A hundred. No?
No, 1,000.
Why?
Because there's no A in any of the other words.
There's not an A in 101.
Yeah, well, you've picked it apart, mate, haven't you?
Well, yes. I don't think you're very good at this.
What, podcasting?
Fucking life, mate. So you didn't realise there's an A in 101?
No, because you wouldn't write it like that. You'd write one. You'd write.
You didn't say write it. You said. Did you say write
one? You'd write 101.
You'd write 101. But if you wrote it down, Ash, you wouldn't write. You'd write one.
Yeah, you're right.
You'd write one and three zeros.
You're right.
So what happened? You write 999 and then 1,000. You just put a one and three zeros.
Look, I didn't make these up.
I fucked it.
I didn't make them up.
Listen, I'll tell you what, mate. Sometimes I think I'm quite clever sometimes. Go on.
That was good. I think you've broken... I'm going to go on the internet and fix that for you.
Yeah.
If a door number fitter needed to fit numbers to 100 houses, 1 to 100, how many number nines would he need?
Oh.
Or she. Or then, or then.
Right, it would be... How many nines? 1 to 100?
Yes.
So it would be 1, 10, 11?
How many number nines?
11.
Go on then.
9.
Show me your workings.
Oh, 9, 19, 29, 39, 49, 59, 69, 79, 89, 99, 11.
Okay. That is incorrect. The answer is 20.
Hmm. Why?
Well, where are you using them?
On the door.
So you're using them at the end of every 10, yeah?
Yeah.
Listener, are you working
this
out?
Oh, and then
at home?
The 90s. Yeah,
yes,
it's 20.
There you go.
21. Because 99's got two.
Yep. And there isn't any more. So it's there are 10. So it's 20, isn't it? So 9, 19, 29, 39, 49, 59, 69, 79, 89.
Oh, no, no, but this 90. Street, there was 39 A and B.
Oh,
flat.
Okay. There are 10 people in a house. Everybody wants to shake hands with only people shorter than themselves. Assuming everyone is a different height, how many handshakes are made?
10 people in a house. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to shake hands with someone shorter than them.
Yeah.
And there's 10 people. Fuck, that's exponential. It's quite a lot, isn't it? Everyone wants to shake hands with someone. So you don't shake hands with... Oh, none! Because you wouldn't shake anyone's hand who's taller than you.
Thank you. Well done. Johnny's mother had 3 children.
Slag.
The first is called April.
All different dads. Go on.
Johnny's mother had 3 children. The first is called April. The second is called May. What is the third child's name?
Johnny.
Yeah.
Are these for like toddlers?
Yeah. Well, I got it wrong when I read it. In the Tour de France, what is the position of a rider after he passes the second place rider? In the Tour de France, that is. I'll read it again.
Second.
In the Tour de France. Yes.
I'm thinking these are... I'm double thinking because I'm thinking these can't be this easy.
Some months have 31 days, others have 30. How many have 28?
Well, all of them.
Yeah.
Are you fucking... Who did you...
These are real questions.
These are the questions that you would ask someone who's had a, like, just come back from, like, a amnesic event. You know, like when you say to someone...
These trick people. These are trick questions.
But there's nothing tricky about
pranks.
Them.
That's called you prank.
That's all right,
well.
Mate.
I'm going.
Don't worry about that.
I've lost it. How can you throw a ball as hard as you can and have it come back to you, even if it doesn't bounce off anything, there is nothing attached to it and no one catches it or throws it back to you?
Straight up in the air.
Yeah, you're good at this.
What? Understanding sentences. I can't believe how fucking... Did you think these are tough?
No, these are real ones, though.
Fuck me. Like I said, this is like a nursing home sort of level.
You'd thrive in the quiz world, mate.
Well, no, because quizzes is more general knowledge. This is just like fucking stupid.
Yeah, but you have to have your brain switched into the right...
Well, I can't switch it off. That's my fucking curse, mate. I wish I could. Well, I can with copious amounts of alcohol. Go on.
Yeah. That's it. That's all.
Well, I've got to say that was very difficult.
I wonder how many listeners got 100%.
Well, I got the 9-1 wrong.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, it was a bit embarrassing. That's probably the easiest one as well, because that wasn't even like a trick. That was just like how many...
No, that's just counting.
Yeah, I didn't really take my time. And I haven't got that many fingers. But...
The quiz didn't go well. There was maybe 9 or 10 hosts. Ross McGrane was hosting, and then we all were meant to host individual rounds. But for some reason, the sound just wouldn't work. So we ended up just sort of sitting there watching him.
I think I'd rather
Skype
sit there than that shit, to be honest with you. I host quizzes to time.
You do? I'm not doing any more. I'm not doing any more online stuff like that. I'll do Pranks and Firth live for the patrons, but I'm not getting involved in any more online stuff.
Well,
I've decided.
Johnny, come lately. I'd hate to say I told you so, but right from the off.
Well, I didn't do any stand-up. I turned down all the stand-up stuff. And then I thought, yeah, I'll do a quiz. But the trouble is, if the technology doesn't work, you end up looking like a tit.
And just wasting your time as well, when you could be like...
And it was a waste of time. I sat in the pod booth, just doing nothing for an hour and a half.
So, where are we in terms of our thoughts to all this stuff? I still don't know anyone that's got it.
No.
Don't really. I look out. They've clamped down now. You're only allowed one person per household in the supermarket.
Yeah, that's happened.
Although I did a really Charlie Chuggington thing.
What did you do? What did old Charlie Chuggington do?
Charlie Chuggington's a bit of a wide boy. We're going to go in Aldi's with someone. And he goes, only one person per household. And I didn't know this rule. I went, what? He goes, do you live in the same house? I went, yeah. He goes, well, you can't come in together then. I said, really? He went, yeah, can't. I'll get in trouble. I said, well, there's no circumstances that we're allowed in together. And he went, well, only if you're shopping for like an elderly relative. And I went, yeah, we're doing that. And he looked at me like, you're not, are you? And I looked at him like, no, of course I'm not. Now let me in the fucking... I'm not being denied access to the fucking Larkman Aldi. Anyone who knows Norwich knows what that means. It's a bit of a shithole. It's like the shittest shop in the shittest part of Norwich. And I'm not being...
And did he let you in?
Of course he fucking did. He said, all right, but don't walk around together, I'll get in trouble. I said, don't worry about that, son. Mind your fucking neck in. Didn't say that. But I bucked the system, mate. I thought, fuck you. I'm not being... Come on. It's not like they're not letting me in the Ivy.
Infect and kill.
You're sorry?
How many people did you infect and kill?
In there? I would be... It was me. I'm the purest bit of meat in there, mate. I'm a nice fresh slice of... I'm a fresh slice of Wagyu beef amongst tins of Spam in that fucking shop.
What about... Isn't it the tins of Spam that are the ones that are at risk?
I tell you what, mate. People knock Spam. Fried Spam is up there with... anything you care to mention in terms of culinary delight. Nothing tastes like it. It's fucking delicious. But you got to fry it. You got to put a bit of colour on it. Otherwise, it's flabby and anemic.
You know the word spam as in spam mail? That does come from Spam.
Is it special pork ham? Special pork and ham.
Yeah, but no, I mean, you know, like when you get an email that goes into your spam folder?
Yeah.
That comes from Spam.
Does it really?
Yeah, because it's a Monty Python thing.
Oh, when they just say spam all the time.
Yeah. And
I hate Monty Python.
Now, you can't hate Monty Python. You cannot find them funny.
I hate them. They're misogynist and they are classist. All the working class characters they depicted were fucking idiots with hankies tied in knots on their heads. Thugs. Yeah. And all the women they depicted were these, oh, bloody hell, these stupid fucking housewives with no brains. So, yeah, I hate those footlight elitist Oxbridge cunts, Ash, and I don't think they're funny, and fuck off. How do you rebut that, my good man?
They made so much funny comedy at the time.
Ugh, I hate them. I fucking hate their sneering Bullingdon Club little fucking faces sneering down their nose at everyone that... had the temerity, the fucking nerve to not be rich and from the ruling classes, and how they just get in their way and scurry about in their shitty little lives. Fuck Monty Python and fuck you.
I quite like
it. Well, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan.
Don't really...
Actually, you're right. Really actually, you're right. I'll take that all back. I don't find them very funny. I take that all back. You're right. Let's leave that there.
Imagine if you felt that strongly about something and then just climbed down.
Literally, just did. Not even as a bit. That is how I feel. I just said it and thought, oh, I sound like a prick. I'm just going to say, no, everyone's funny. They don't care, really. They can do what they want.
Yeah, they can do what they want. But I think that they did play an important role in making some comedy now what it is.
They went straight to the BBC because it was an old boys' club and they had the right school ties on and they all knew each other. They were given massive amounts of taxpayers' money that came from the very pockets of the...
17 episodes in the first series.
Yeah. They were allowed to fail because... And a lot of it was shit. You look back and a lot of it was shit. Like, if you look how many... Yeah. Like, okay, so there were 17 episodes in the first series. I'd say there was an average 12 sketches an episode. Maybe. Two of them were funny from that whole canon. And the dead parrot thing isn't funny.
Was it the start of a genre?
It was the end of a genre, mate. It was the end. It was the end.
Was
it? Yeah.
What was before Monty Python then?
Dick Emery. See, I was more all about the Dick Emery honky tonks. Hello, honky tonks.
Was he before, was he?
Probably after. But he's old. He was an older bloke. I was more of your Benny Hill, mate. Man of the people.
It's weird, isn't it, that he was huge in America, Benny?
Yeah.
I didn't find him at all funny.
No, absolutely
ever.
Not. Obviously, I'm being not.
I found Sykes quite funny, actually. He might have been before Monty Python.
Well, I like Spike Milligan.
Yes.
I like Spike Milligan, but he was...
He's definitely pre-Python.
Yeah. Of course, the Goon Show.
But then I don't find the Goons funny. Like, I did, and now I don't think they're at
There's
all
always
funny.
Dead weight with these people. Harry Secombe just didn't earn his keep. And then I think that about Monty Python as well. Like... I just think not three of them weren't funny at all. There was the one that died young, Chapman.
Yep.
Shit. Absolute shit. I don't think Michael Palin's funny.
No, but then he hasn't done any comedy since Monty Python. It's all travelogues.
Eric Idle was the most talented one because he was musical as well.
Yes.
Eric Idle.
John Cleese has gone on and done lots of comedy.
Fawlty Towers.
No,
he hasn't done lots. He's done Fawlty Towers. Which they.
Lots and
no,
lots.
No, he hasn't. He's done Fawlty fucking Towers.
He's done other stuff than that, hasn't he?
Go on, then name it. Mr. fucking Monty Python fan.
This is what people...
He's done.
Go on.
A fish called Wanda.
Did he do it? Or was he in it?
No. What did he do?
Clockwise, which was just Basil Fawlty, which was shit.
That was shit. I remember watching that. I was very confused by that film.
I remember in the trailer, there's this bit where his car breaks down and he goes and gets a branch and thrashes his car. And that was in the trailer.
Was that for Clockwork?
Clockwise.
Was that for Clockwise?
Or was that not... whatever. It might not have been, actually. That might have been Fawlty Towers.
I think that was Fawlty Towers.
And anyway, well, Fawlty Towers, you go back and watch that. It's shit, mate.
I think the weirdest thing for me is thinking that he'd done a lot after Monty Python.
No, exactly. It's all a myth. This is why... This is Justy P. Don't roll that way. I don't accept these things. I don't accept the... That is the purveying thing that hangs in the air. Michael Palin did travelogues. Any cunt could do that. He ain't doing that. There's no skill in that. No talent in that. Picture of him sitting on a train looking out the window in Siberia. Ooh, I'm going to Siberia. And any fucker could have done
that.
What
about when John Cleese did the alimony tour? Do you remember that? When he toured to pay off one of his wives?
Horrible man. Horrible man.
Horrible man.
Horrible people. Horrible comedy. I think you've changed your mind, haven't you?
Well, I...
Just be
I
honest.
I still think that...
This has changed your mind a little bit, hasn't it?
No, because I will stand by the fact that I think they had quite an important role
in
comedy.
I don't think they did.
I don't... I mean, I still find Holy Grail, Life of Brian funny, but I don't find their sketches funny anymore.
Holy Grail funny? That's terrible.
Yeah, no, I fact because I remember watching it as a kid and thinking that was the
funniest
thing.
Yeah, I used to watch fucking Jamie and his magic torch, but I won't watch that now either. You gotta allow yourself to change, mate.
I think I find Holy Grail funny. I think I still
think?
Do.
Yeah,
I
you think, sound really bang on committed to that.
Like where the guy is the you know at the end where there's the guy and he gets killed, the old boy who's actually presenting another. It was quite weird and I like that.
Okay, Monty Python, you're right. They did the seminal... They have performed a very, very valuable thing in society. If I'm out talking to someone and they quote Monty Python, I just turn back and walk away and know that's it's the right thing to do.
Well, he was Q, of course, in Doctor Who. Shit, isn't it?
You've got Google open, you still come up blank, mate.
No, I'm going. I'm literally. I've got IMDb open. It's been in Doctor Who.
He's terrible.
He hasn't done anything.
No. The best thing Eric Idle ever did.
Eric Idle.
Yeah, he's with his daughter.
That'd be the best
thing he ever did was the theme tune to One Foot in the Grave.
Yes, that is.
Yeah, good. So I'll give him. And I don't think he's a toff.
I saw a thing the other day that was that Richard Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
With Victor Meldrew is the same age as Brad Pitt is now when he started One Foot in the Grave.
People are young now though, aren't they? Like young.
Like I've
said this before, I used to have a bit about it in my act. Like when I was a kid, old people all looked the same. They had a uniform. And yes. Like blokes would go bald and they'd have long hair around the side and be bald on top, like, you know, just pretend I've still got hair.
A comb over, glued to your
now
forehead.
Now people just had shaved their head and, you know, like then they used to wear brown trousers, cardigans. And what was the idea of the granddad shirt with no collar? Why was that? You get to a certain...
And it's also called a granddad
exactly.
shirt. That's the funny
thing.
Yeah,
but was it because as you get older, your fingers get shit and you can't put a tie on? So it's like, well, you don't need a collar if you're not going to put a tie on.
But you're not even talking old. I've got pictures of my grandparents who would have been 45.
Exactly.
And they were little old pensioners.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wearing their beige, all beige.
Well, that's because
they were slacks.
But that's the thing. There was no such thing as a teenager in terms culturally before the 50s. So there was just people. You was a child. And even the children were just dressed like little old men. Like they would wear trousers and a blazer and like brogues. And then like when you became like 18... You were just a geezer. That was it. There was no phase left.
No. Well, you went to work at 15.
Yeah, you were just a bloke.
Well.
You had like your fucking clothes that were the same clothes you went to work and you worked the weekend. Bottle of brown beer on a Saturday. Fucking simpler times.
There was,
simpler. Let's go back to that.
There was someone talking the other day about footballers and how they were so old. Like, if you look at, someone posted it on Twitter, loads of pictures of people look like 27, Bobby Charlton
and
all that.
And so unathletic.
They're just old men.
Yeah, just having a kick.
In their 20s.
It's like that when you watch rugby. Like, there's the most, they always said the most, it's been superseded now, I'm sure, but the common sort of like belief was that the Barbarians versus the All Blacks at Twickenham in 1973 was the greatest ever televised rugby match. And there's this really famous try in there scored by Gareth Edwards. It goes through the whole, but you look at them and they were doing, it's funny because I watched it and they're doing that. Even the hacker, they don't know what they're doing. They just...
Well, the hacker isn't that old, is it?
The what? No, that what the tradition of a hacker is ancient. But them... I don't know when it was reappropriated for the rugby. But they're all just sort of... You could see they'd just gone like, oh, should we do that thing? And none of them knew the moves. And they're doing it half-assed. And they just got blokes with little paunches and skinny legs.
And now they're athletes.
Well, even football. I mean, honestly, if I had a time machine, and I wasn't a great player... But if I had a time machine and probably went back to 1973, I probably would have had a chance of being an international rugby player. Like, just the difference in, like, 30 years. They were just fucking fat little men.
I read an article. Yeah, you look at someone like Bill Beaumont.
He was like, that's the 80s. But what I'm saying, you know this old famous hard man? What was that little ginger one from Leeds? Bremner or something? Was it not Billy Bremner?
Billy Bremner.
He was the hard man. Look, I'm not being funny. If I laced on a pair of boots, I would have fucking cut him in half. But back then, in the 60s, he was like a fucking...
Oh, no, that's Norman Hunt.
He was like a little nutter in the 60s. Now you look at him like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? Just on an athletic... Obviously, he had skills. I've never played football, but like... Think like if he... Just... Imagine him...
Franny Lee. Did you ever see Franny Lee?
That might be who I was thinking of.
He was bald with a massive comb over and he was a fat man. Yeah. He was just a fat man.
But you even had those that sort of hung on like with Mickey Quinn in the 90s, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, this is what I was talking about. This podcast I was listening to, it's called... what's it called?
Fat Footballers?
I can't even think.
Sorry? Fat Footballers?
Yeah, something like that. And it's about 90s football. And they were showing a documentary of the 1989-1990 season... based on Man United, and they were saying how ridiculous it was. There was just these blokes and they were all just drinking booze.
Oh, Tony Adams.
You know, and they were saying that this was 2 years before one of the greatest football teams to ever play in England came, like the class of 92, that Man United team with Beckham, Scholes, Nevilles. And this is just a year or two before that, but yet you've got players, just fat blokes.
Yeah.
And they all look old. Yeah. And they're so unprofessional. Like, one of the kits has gone missing.
Yeah.
And they're phoning round to try and find out where the kit
is. Miss all that. Wasn't it better than this corporate? It's better.
But I was reading an article in The Athletic last week, and it was talking about how when Liverpool now are looking at children to sign at like 6 years old, they look at their physicality and they have to sort of be, well, have the potential to be an Olympian at 6 or 7 years old.
Like American football is very much like that. They have a thing, don't they? It's called something where they all have to go and it's televised. It's like Sports Day for the American football players. Yeah. What do they call that? And they go and they see how quickly they can run 60 meters and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever see that one? It's like the tryouts. Like, they come out from college football and they're NFL tryouts and it's televised.
I've seen it.
Where that bloke falls over and his dick falls out and then he slides along the ground on his massive dick and it goes all in the dirt.
Does he get signed up?
It's his big chance in life and he's sprinting and his fucking trousers are coming down and just this fucking giant hog just like pops over his waistband.
He'll have done all right.
And it looks like an anteater that's hungry. Its snout goes straight down to the floor and in the dirt.
I'll never tire of this, telling this story. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I was playing football against my brother's team and one of their team's dads was in goal. He was the goalkeeper, but he was like an older man. and someone lobbed him with a shot. He was on the edge of his box, and as he backpedaled, he was wearing jogging bottoms, and one stud got caught on the leg of the jogging bottoms. The other stud of his other foot got caught in the other leg, and as he backpedaled, he gradually pulled his trousers down. They tripped him up. He fell backwards with his bare anus and penis exposed and did a backwards roly-poly in the middle of a football pitch.
Like he was trying to... like when you're 12.
And conceded a goal.
Trying to suck yourself off. Like you,
that's what it looked like.
Like you're doing that exercise bike move that people did in the 80s.
That's what he did as he rolled backwards. He completely exposed himself and conceded a goal. It's one of the best things I've ever seen.
No, it's the best, surely. What's better than that? I mean, I
don't know off the top of my head.
Think
I just didn't want to...
The mental image in my mind is the best thing I've ever seen. I hadn't even seen it.
He rolled backwards, head over heels. No,
I
backwards.
Just don't know how much. How did you carry? How did anyone carry on after that? I'd have laughed. Oh, my God.
But we probably did, but I also remember... I remember a game having to stop being played. Now, this is in no way near as funny, really. But I remember the linesman running down the touchline. Like, we were on the break, and it was like maybe three attacks against three defenders. And as we broke, the linesman had to turn quickly to run up the line. He tripped over a bag into basically a lake. You know, when the football pitches were so covered in water, yeah. Rugby pitches must be the same. And he just fell in, and the game stopped because everyone was laughing. Like, the game couldn't carry on because of people laughing so much. There was no penis exposure, but...
The fucking... You know, like, when you can't laugh, things are funnier. I'm going to out myself here, but this is the statue of limitation, is it? Like, they can't get me for this now.
I think it's... Is it statue or statute?
I don't fucking know. What do I look like, Perry Mason? What? I don't... What?
Well, you're quite good at brain teasers.
Yeah, they weren't brain teasers, mate. There are nothing teasing about them. Or brainy.
I reckon... Right, listener, if you got some of them wrong, let me know on Twitter, at Ashfrith, or at Pranks and Firth. Let me know if you got some of them wrong. There will be people out there who got them wrong.
I got the 9 one wrong. I'm still angry about that.
Yeah, well, we all remember it.
Yeah, I know.
It.
That's, again, that was the easiest one, really. You could have just worked it out. So, I thought I was being clever, including 99. I think that's why you say up to 100. Like, that puts people's minds to think, oh, I must remember to count 2 for the 90s, but then you don't count the first ones.
Well, I'm really confused by the 1,000 one, because surely someone's noticed that that's wrong.
101, isn't it?
Yes, surely someone's noticed this 101. Why is it say 1,000 on the thing where I stole the thing from?
I don't know, but it's wrong.
Yeah, of course it is. I'm angry about that.
Is it American? Because they say like 126, don't they? They don't say and. Is it American?
How would they say one? How'd they say 101?
They'd say 101. Yes, they do. Americans do that.
Okay, there you go. There's the answer.
Yeah, there you go.
So you got it wrong then, because I was doing it from an American quiz. You should have known.
You said, but your question was if you were counted, not if an American was counting.
That's true.
Yeah, you see.
That is true. You've solved another
I've
riddle.
I've solved it, blown it apart, and then solved it again.
Put it back
together. Yeah, like an enigma wrapped in a riddle in a fucking whatever. So, so we had this, in our school, we had this, the room where we did our assembly, it was called the Octagon. And it was like an 8-sided pit. It was like a gladiator's pit.
Oh, that's weird. It had 8 sides. Weird that they called
it. Yeah, but I'm saying it was. But it went down. There was like a wooden octagon floor. Then there was like a level around it. Then another level up. And you used to sit on these levels. It's quite odd, really. Wow. It was like some 80s design school where they thought that was like...
We had the same thing, except you went down into the octagon.
Yeah, well, you could sit on the floor level, but like in assembly, we'd all sit around it and the teacher would stand in the middle of the floor.
In the round.
In the round octagon. So anyway, we used to do these things, those cap bombs, where you'd get a whole roll of caps and you'd unfurl it and you'd fold it long ways in half.
Yeah, and then in sevens.
Wrap it round a marble.
Round a marble?
Cover it in sellotape. And, mate, they were fucking loud. Like, the whole lot went off.
See, what we did was you folded it in half lengthways, then turned it on sevens.
Right.
So every seven, turned, and then wrap it as tight as you could with sellotape. Yeah. And But we used to have a chemical storage place on our school, a big concrete building.
Yeah, of course, that's the best place for chemical storage places in the school.
Yeah, well, for the...
I thought you meant it was like a separate company. So where can we put this radioactive material? So why don't you put a shed in the school playing field?
It had air holes in it, like vents, but it was because it was a concrete bunker essentially, but it had like these sort of like the size of maybe a toilet roll tube hole in it, and that's where we used to shove those things and blow them up.
Yeah. So anyway, we're walking to assembly. So we used to have these cat bombs, and they were honestly fucking loud. Like outside they were mental loud. So I've got it in my hand, and there's five of us that were the naughty kids, and I said, I'm gonna fucking do it. And I had my hand out, like...
In assembly or in
walking
the...
into assembly. So as I'm walking in, I had it, like, I had my fist, like a little monkey's fist, with my thumb inside my fist, but holding my thumb up to the sky, and I had the marble resting on the bend of my index finger with my thumb under it. And as I walked in, I just went, boop, flicked my thumb up, so I tossed it up in the air.
Oh, you're not lighting them.
No,
you're
just
throwing them.
And it went up in the air, and it went down onto this wooden floor, and like it was so fucking loud, like everyone shat themselves. Your ears were ringing. There was a big cloud of smoke.
Wow!
And like it was full. The room was full. It's like walking into assembly. So anyway, like it was so. I did it so sneaky. But I think he's probably dead now, so I'll say his name. Mr. Bancroft was my nemesis. Every time I did everything, that cunt was behind me. He caught me every time. It was like he had a little radar. I don't know how he did it.
Well, he wasn't. He just could spot a sort of naughty kid.
So he ran, come running up, and he grabbed me and my four mates, put us all in a room. He fucking knew it was one of us. And I'm like, he was gone out, and I looked around, I was going, right, you ain't gonna fucking no grass here. Snitches get stitches. We were on the same page, and everyone's like, yeah, don't worry about it. So we come in, and he's staring at us. He's like, he had one eyebrow up. He goes, yeah. He goes, we're all sat on this table, like a table, like X Factor. We're all sitting there looking at him, he's standing there. I know it was you, Panks. I know it was you. He goes, I know it was you. I said, no, you don't. He goes, yes, I do. He goes, I'll prove it. And he's walking out and staring at me. He tripped over a bin. As he was walking backwards at this moment of high drama, tripped over
backwards
onto his actual ass and stood up and looked at us. And like he was quite big and quite like the mental teacher. And like if one of us had laughed, you'd have been dead. And it's
because you'd have got hit.
Yeah. And he was just looking at us all and none of us laughed. And it felt like a minute, but it's probably like 20 seconds or 15 seconds.
How did you not laugh?
Fear. But I swear, he walked out, and as soon as he shut the door, we must have sounded like a pack of fucking hyenas. I laughed. Like, it's still funny now. Like, he had those podder shoes, and I could see the bottom of his, like, hush puppies.
And that'll be in your mind forever.
It was so funny. He'd done this big speech. You know, like when the teacher comes out with a speech, that's his big moment. That was his monologue from King Lear, or saying, I know it was you, Banks, and I would not have...
That was the last thing he thought about on his deathbed. Do you know that?
Fuck it. It might be the last thing I think about. But it was just so funny, because it was like he was backing up, and I was like looking at me with his one eyebrow raised. I'll get you. Oh, yes, if it's the last thing I do, I'll ask every people in this school. Someone will grass you up. He's going, I know it's you, and he's walking backwards, like looking at me, like, ba-doink, tripped over a metal waste paper. Got up, there's all paper all over the floor, and I picked the bin up.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
What a scene.
I never knew you could make them like that when you threw them. We used to light them. We had a little fuse popping out the top
of
our
heads. I'm not joking, mate.
That you lit.
You would not believe that they could be as explosive as they are.
Yeah.
They go off, like you wrap them around a marble tight, and it looks like almost the size of a golf ball. Like a whole roll of caps, but you have to fold them in half long ways.
Yeah.
And then you... Fuck. And honestly, they burn shit. They're fucking up bombs, mate.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did it inside.
What about the marble? Is that okay after?
No, it's gone. It's not shattered. It totally blows up. They're brilliant. And like I said, I did it inside. I did it... My fucking head case. I think
it
burnt the wooden floor like a little... Like a smoke mark on the floor. Soot.
Did your kids go to that school?
No. They go to a better school than I went to. We moved for that very reason. We moved for school reasons. Because where I went to school is such a shit school, and it was like it's half hour bus ride away.
I was the last of about 10 Friths that went to my school. Yeah. Not my parents, but cousins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was the last to varying levels of enjoyment. It'd be like, oh, are you, who's, yeah. What relation are you to this person? Yeah. Cousin. And which relation are you to this person? Brother.
How bad is that the teachers would do that to me? Like, my brother was like not the best student. And so I got up there, and it was like a joke amongst them. Like I was, my card was marked before I'd have said a word or done anything.
I clearly had cousins that they liked, and other relatives that they weren't.
But isn't that terrible? The fuck's it got to do with you? What your cousin was like? They don't take it out on you. That's not very professional, is it?
It's my brother that was the real issue.
Oh, we spoke about him. I like your brother. I haven't met him. I want to meet him.
Yeah, you would like him. But he was, because he's very principled.
Yeah, I am, but in a bad.
He wasn't out of order to people. He would just wouldn't. Like, he would just walk out of a lesson if someone was being horrible.
He sounds sounds like he should be my brother, not yours.
Yeah, he would. He's got similar principles to you.
I got a man crush on your brother.
He used to beat me up as well.
Oh,
so
I love him.
He could still easily beat me up now.
Well. Well, yeah. My brother's 5 years older than me, so that was...
My brother's 4 years older
than
me.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? So you don't even try.
My brother's your age.
You don't even try, do you?
How old are you?
44, 45 in June. We're my twin, maybe. Yeah. Maybe we're long...
Yeah, he's the same age as you, isn't he?
Yeah, sounds it. But yeah, when your brother's 4 or 5 years older, you don't even try. You don't have fights, you just get beat up now and then.
Same.
Yeah. My brother's like
he
50,
used to
I suppose.
Just pin me. That was his big thing.
Oh my god! You know, we were just talking about when the goalkeeper fell over. Did he ever do that thing which to pin your knees by your head and you can't breathe?
pin
your legs over your head. Oh, yeah, I hated that move. Sense. That was my least favourite move.
I hated the whole restriction thing. He would just push me up against the wall and just hold me there. Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Or just hold my arms by my side.
But that when you're on your back and they pin your. They bend you over and put your knees next to your ears. Like, they restrict you, but you also can't breathe. It's fucking horrible.
Yeah. Him and my dad used to wrestle all the time. I never wrestled with dad. But him and my dad used to fight all the time. Like, play
You
fight.
Just reminded me of something. I've realised a very subtle difference that there's a difference between a normal person and a fucking weirdo.
Go on.
It's if you say, my, in front of mum or dad.
Really?
Yep. If you're normal, listen to the difference, how subtle it is. What did you do at the weekend? I went to see my mum. I don't know where. And my mum, whatever. And if you go, what did you do at the weekend? I went to see mum.
Yeah.
You sound like, that's something like weird. Yeah. Weirdo. Oh, dad.
Is that a snob or scum?
No, that's just a weirdo thing. I went round mum. I went to see mum. Mum's, yeah. Yeah, mum's getting on now. Yeah, mum's got a new job. Mum says hello, Ash. Not my mum. And that's the difference. It's subtle, but it's a huge difference.
My mum.
Good.
This is something. Who I love dearly, my mum. She would only refer to my dad as daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
When my friends
were there. When she was having sex with him.
No. Okay. She would, when my friend, like, she'd go, oh, daddy's going to, I said, why are you saying that? In front of my, why would you call him daddy then? Like, you haven't called him daddy for 10 years.
Yeah, as far as you know, like I say.
But why would she do that?
I don't know.
What was the idea behind that?
Say that again, but don't say my mum, say mum. And you'll see what I mean, it feels weird.
It all feels weird.
If you
weird.
Go, yeah. Now, mum, I love mum, but I love mum dearly. But when my friends were around, mum would call my dad that. Do you see what I mean?
I do see what you mean. I agree with you fully.
Yeah, I love noticing things like that.
You love noticing things. That's why you're a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, maybe I should do a bit about that.
Maybe you should do a bit about something.
Maybe I should write a joke. Have you written anything? I haven't written anything in lockdown. I've had nothing.
Only things about lockdown that I'll do for a bit afterwards.
No, I'm not even going to do that. I like you said it earlier on, you're lazy, the laziest man. You ain't even fucking close, bruv.
I think I am.
Well, the fact you think you're lazy proves you ain't. Because I'm so lazy, I don't even think I'm lazy, because I have no expectations to do anything.
Yeah, you're right. You are lazier than me.
I'm too lazy to even contemplate doing something, then not doing it to feel lazy.
But necessity causes actions, and I have no necessity to act. Well, that's the problem. It's the same as, like, you know, your grouting that took 6 months to
exactly.
do. If there's no pressure on you to do the grouting,
do you know why there's no pressure
on
me? Because I've manufactured my whole life to have no pressure to do anything. That necessity you speak of, I've gone out of my way to eradicate that from my life.
Yeah.
I have not got...
Imagine how hard you've had to work to do that.
That is the thing. I used to say this to my wife. I used to say, she's going, you ain't done nothing all day. I said, I had to work fucking hard so I can do nothing all day. I remember doing open mics when I was still roofing. And I'd like... be on the roof until 5, straight to London, get home at 1 in the morning, up at 6 to go roofing. I did that for like a week, and then it's like, now I don't have to do the roofing. Like, this is the thing, I'll never, like, being working class and always had manual jobs, I would never ever ever not be around the house well, maybe in lockdown, but normal circumstances, be in the house, not at work during the day, and just feeling like the luckiest motherfucker on the planet. Like, and
yeah, it's weird when you go to the shops and there's no one
and it's
there.
Just like, even now, what's the time? Well, I would be now sat in the van finishing my sandwiches, getting ready to go back to work. But I'm in my pants talking to you, mate. And I made that happen. So I am fucking lazy. That when I guess when I wanted to be a stand-up comedian, it wasn't really I loved comedy and it was a calling and I had time. And it was like, that sounds easy. What do you do all day? Just sit around and think of shit and then say it. I'll do that. Literally, I'm fucking epically lazy.
Well, I can't compete with that.
I don't think there's ever been a lazier person than me alive.
But you don't, like, again, that's what I'm saying, necessity. You have wangled it so there isn't the necessity, but yeah, we should write more stand-up than we do.
Oh yeah,
but you can go and do it. And especially, you know what? We've cultivated it because we MC a lot now, both of us. So you don't have to do any material.
I don't even have to go. I drive to a gig. I don't even have to go over my set in my head. I'm so lazy, I've developed the skill of MCing. This is the thing.
Same here.
This is the thing. I'm so lazy, there's no lengths of work I won't go to get out of something. So it sort of becomes oxymoronic, doesn't it?
Yeah. You work incredibly hard because MCing is an incredibly difficult skill that you have now perfected so that you don't have to write a new
set. I'm going to do an Edinburgh show where I just don't write. I just improvise the whole thing and I won't get bored and I won't have to write it. And I can go to Edinburgh and get drunk from noon until 6 o'clock in the morning every day. And yeah, that's my life. And fuck you.
You're going to go Edinburgh, are you?
Yes. This is the one. I've got PR, got my accommodation sorted. 2020 is my year, mate. And I'm amazed. Honestly, I had my pick of the rooms. You know, normally you're scratching around for a space.
Yeah, you could go anywhere.
It was like weird. Accommodation was cheap. Only 750 quid for the month. I can't believe it. So I've got my train ticket booked, everything. Posters done up, all the promo stuff. 2020 is my year. Mark the space. I'm going to be at least shortlisted for best show at Fringe. And I
mean, that is the case. If you went and did it.
Maybe I should go to Edinburgh and do just a show.
There you go. Because has the Edinburgh Festival been cancelled or have the people running the individual parts of it? Who's to say that they're running it?
No, I just go, this is the year to take over, mate. Let's go do that.
Who is to say that the individual companies that book the rooms are there to pull it? Or is there an actual fringe?
Yeah, there is. Well, that's the thing. The Edinburgh Festival's different, isn't it? Then the fringe is... Yeah, but we can go and cause a... We can cause a coup, a military coup, a mutiny.
Just go and do a show. Imagine if we both did a show and then, you know, we both didn't win.
Well, no, we wouldn't win. Would there be...
Would we be scabs?
Oh, don't. I've been called that recently.
by someone who I haven't met and I will meet. And, yeah.
And what will you say?
I'll say there'll be a scab on your fucking mouth when I deep kiss you and give you a cold sore. Can I give you a
nice deep kiss? You have a passionate Frenchy, Ash.
Yeah, because you gig for someone that they don't
sometimes, like. Sometimes, Ash, when I hear your voice, all I can think about is a really...
What's happened to his voice? He's got younger, it sounds
is
like.
Really? All right, sorry, I'm laying down, Ash. Is that better?
Are you laying down with your pants on?
I've got a pair of Denmark football shorts on, Ash.
Hummel?
No, they're Adidas, actually.
Oh, not as good.
Adidas Denmark national football shorts I bought in Denmark, funnily enough, when I was out there doing gigs. Very expensive country. But sometimes, Ash, when I hear your voice, all I can think about is a deep, passionate snog. Mouth to mouth, lips open.
This sounds too much like Justin. You really need to get Cedric back, because otherwise...
And without our lips losing contact, I'm inside you. Like,
oh, I didn't like
a raw plug. Up inside that ass.
It's weird how you can hide behind a character,
what,
isn't it?
What? Oh, are we recording? No, I am. I just... what are you wearing, by the way?
I'm wearing nothing but a smile.
Nothing but a cringe.
Nothing but a frown and a grimace.
I'm wearing a grimace? And my penis has retracted back inside my torso like a cat's claw.
Did you ever poke your penis back inside yourself?
Well, I've done it today. Have you ever closed up your foreskin and let it inflate with piss like a balloon and then released it in a deluge?
Oh, 100% I did that.
Is that a little 100%. Was that a little self-cleaning mechanism you thought you'd life hacked?
No, I don't think so. But what about the spray, I imagine? Where did I do that? I've definitely done that.
I love doing that.
What do you mean you love doing
it? I do it all the time. Like, when you hear me going for a piss, if you could hear me, if we went on a caravan holiday...
So it goes...
No, yeah. It doesn't go... Pfft. You would hear...
Pfft. Pfft. Like water bombs dropping onto a patio. Like...
I inflate my little acorn and then let it all out. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I'll give
and
you
it
that.
Makes it... When it's full of piss, it looks like you've got a massive bell end. I like that too.
But you got a grip.
Yeah, you put your thumb and forefingers, you grip it together like a little, you throttle it.
You
throttle
get one of those sandwich bag ties, you know, like a clip that you clip a loaf of bread.
I go in there with a cable tie. I go in there with 5 cable ties and a pair of snips. And I cable tie it up, inflate it, snip, psh, to cable tie it up. It's quite expensive, but it's fun. You enjoy yourself.
You don't want to nick the skin, though, do you?
Well, exactly. But the thing is, Ash, you got to enjoy yourself, ain't you? You only live once.
Got to have something, ain't you? This week, Justin, we've got to say thank you to Ashley Hayward, who has donated on Ko-fi.
Oh, thank you, Ashley.
Good, strong name, Ashley.
Ashley.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for contributing. Justin, what can they do if the other listeners wanted to contribute?
Well, go on Ko-fi, which is, as you know, Ash, is Ko-fi/pranks.
Mm-hmm.
And you can donate increments of $3, $3.
Yeah.
Or you can go on Patreon. Patreon.
What? Can
they? Yeah, go on Patreon, which is patreon.co.uk/franksandperth. And .com/html:Firth. Correct?
Yeah, that's pretty
.tv. Yes. Yeah. And they can actually give us a rolling subscription for bonus content. And if you are a tight fucker, you can go to CD Keys and enter the code name
It's on our Twitter. It's a pinned tweet.
Pinned tweet on our Twitter. And if you buy a computer game, nerd, you get like a discount. So instead of giving us money, we're giving you... Hang on a minute. We're giving them all this content and we're saving them money.
What's, yes, that's
what's
true.
What's in it for us?
Oh, we get a kickback from CD
Keys.
Oh,
nice. Yeah, so do that.
But I just want to point this out. Ashley's Twitter handle is arseflapsmcnulty. So I thought you'd appreciate
that. Oh, from
that.
The Wire.
Oh, is that who it is?
Well, not the arseflaps bit, but McNulty was...
I was going to say, I've never seen The Wire, but yeah. It didn't seem...
Yeah, the Dominic West character was McNulty.
The message they've put on there is, get Jesse P off the streets. So that's kind.
Yeah, oh, that is kind. Thank you, McNulty.
So thank you very much. That is going to a good cause, yep. Justin's special cause. On Patreon, if you do subscribe, I think for $1 a month, you get an extra podcast. And for $5, there is an excellent live podcast. Me and Justin, you can see our faces. So if you want, it's about half hour long.
You can barely see my face poking out from under my hair.
Yeah, but, you know, you're there in spirit.
I do need a haircut.
So that's $5 a month, and you'll get that every month. There's going to be a video, and there's going to be more stuff. We're not just going to do one. I think we're a bit more up and running now with some of the technology.
We're going to. Me and Ash are going to dine on some 100% cocoa dark chocolate, aren't we?
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm
going to
record your face as you wince.
And we're going to play chess. We're going to do a live.
Chess.
Or we might do a live.
We're
stream.
We're going to do stuff I like. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll watch Arsenal. And eat galaxy and eat shit. And then we'll play chess and eat dark chocolate because I'm a sophisticated man with a educated palate. And
yeah, I think that this is the problem, isn't it? People say, oh, I'm sophisticated, I eat dark chocolate. You're not proving anything to me. You don't need to prove yourself to me.
I'm going to prove to you how sophisticated and well-travelled my palate is.
Hmm.
And you can have your little fucking Freddo frog.
I don't eat chocolate. I'm vegan, I should have mentioned.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you, Justin. Like, if you do follow us on Patreon, and you will get some extra content. If you don't, I think we probably will do some a little bit of streaming here and there, won't we?
Well, it's hay fever season.
Fucking hell. Thanks for listening, listener. See you next week.
Well, they won't see us, will they?
Well, they will if they go, if they sign up to patreon.com.
But you said, thank you,
first,
listener, you'll see us next week. That you're talking to the watchers.
Okay. Well, thanks. Thank you, listener, for bearing with Justin.
The pedant.
And I think we're going to have a lovely time. Thanks, Justin, for being there.
I can't be anywhere else, mate. It's lockdown. But, yeah, I hear you.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Bah.
We had huge listening figures last week, and that can only be because people are trapped with nothing to do.
Yeah, man, I sort of feel like this is bad, isn't it?
It does make me think that how did it happen that we had such huge numbers? Like, how did that spread?
I think it was the moon talk.
Yeah, okay. And we've had no one give us a moon theory so they can get their
moon
certificate.
When you blow someone's mind, mate, don't expect to come back.
We've had not a single...
Because there's no answer.
I'm baffled by that. I thought that the want of a certificate would be huge.
The thing is, we basically said, if you know the answer, don't tell us. So.
No, we said we don't want to know the real answer. I want to know your
theories. Well, the real answer is it's all an illusion. And I'll tell you another thing, Ash. I've looked out at the sky 3 days in a row, not a single cloud. They've changed the scenery, haven't they? Like you said, the Truman Show.
Oh, they've rebooted it.
Yep.
That's what it's been. It's been new screens.
Yep, they've gone to 4K.
Well, I'm pleased.
Yeah, me too. Anyway.
I'll speak to you next
week.
Yeah,
we'll do, mate. I'm going to go for my daily exercise now.
Yeah, look after yourself. And how much of that involves holding the end of your dick and filling it up with piss?
Well, all of it. But I go and do it outside because I'm allowed to once a day.
Bye.